Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Crystal Christensen and she's from Allen Place. Good morning to you, Crystal.
Good morning, Lavon.
Crystal, you have an event coming up that really is a fundraiser for Meals on Wheels. So tell us when and where and the details people need to know to get there.
Absolutely. We are having a fundraiser supper to help fund Meals on Wheels here in Atlantic. The supper will be served this Monday at 5 p.m. right here at Allen Place. We'll be doing it actually separate from our dining room down in one of our activity or meeting rooms.
And
it does start at 5 o'clock.
Okay, and that's the 16th we're talking about, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Monday the 16th.
November's gone by so fast. Some days I'm not sure what the date is. But Monday the 16th at Allen Place. And is this a come and go or does everybody need to show up at 5 o'clock?
Well, you don't have to be here right at 5 o'clock. But we will, you know, be serving throughout probably the 5 to 6 o'clock hour.
Okay.
But we would like, you know, the most people to be here at one time as possible.
Well, that gives more of a chance to see who else is there and visit.
That's right.
I think so. Almost always when there's food involved, it also becomes a social event.
Absolutely. Yeah. They go hand in hand.
Yes. So people are going to want to know what they're going to get to eat.
Absolutely. Well, we are going to have a soup and sandwich and dessert. Our chef is still, in the works of making exactly what kind of soup or soups he's going to serve Monday night, but you can never fail when our chef John is making something, so it'll be good.
Okay, and this has been the perfect weather to think soup. I mean, doesn't just kind of help warm you up thinking about it?
It does. We definitely needed it last night.
That's for sure. So, why is Allen Place doing a fundraiser for Meals on Wheels?
Well, at the beginning of this year, Allen Place was looking for just ways in the community that we could continue to help seniors, not just here actually at Allen Place, but out in the Atlantic community. And so one of the places we had chosen was Meals on Wheels. And so we had contacted Sue. We had already had a person who had worked here that had been a Meals on Wheels volunteer for many years, but we thought, let's get involved a little bit more. So myself and our executive director, we have taken turns, taking Meals on Wheels actually out to seniors in the community. And so when we started talking to Sue, we realized, you know, what a great program it was. Some days, you know, we might be the only face that a senior might see is their Meals on Wheels volunteer. So it's just a great way for us to help out in the Atlantic community. Mm-hmm. And Meals on Wheels is always needing, you know, extra help, volunteers, as well as money.
And so tell us a little, I know you have some information there about Meals on Wheels. Some people may not realize what kind of program and how many volunteers are needed, how many people are served, and I know you have some information about that, Crystal.
I do. I spoke with Sue Moser a couple times. She is the coordinator for Meals on Wheels, and she says she has about 65 people on her volunteer list right now. And the reason why, you know, that volunteer list being big is so helpful is because this meal is delivered 5 days a week for lunch. And there's actually around 80 households that it's delivered to as of right now. They break that up into about 7 different routes. So you're delivering to about 15 people when you say, I'll help on this day.
So how much time does it take? You're a volunteer, you know, and you're not probably putting on your stopwatch, but about how much time? If somebody said, well, I might want to volunteer and do that, but how much time is that going to require?
It really doesn't require much time, about 30 minutes. You go and you pick up your meals to be delivered from Cass County Health System, and then you go and deliver them to the people on your route, and you're back at the health system to turn in your containers by about 12 o'clock.
Not much time at all.
No, about 11:30 to 12 o'clock.
Okay, and do you do this like for a week at a time, or kind of how does that scheduling go?
She has volunteers that do all kinds. Some volunteer all 5 days, some volunteer on call, some volunteer every other Monday. It's really to your choosing. And just Sue will take what you want to give.
All right.
Fit it into her schedule.
So that's good. It's flexible. You can fit it in, as you say, to your schedule, and doing a great service to individuals in the community. I'm sure, Crystal, as you deliver, as you say, it may be the only person that the recipient sees, and I'm sure you get a lot of smiles.
Absolutely, and that's one of the best things about it. I love doing it because of that.
Okay. So if you want to volunteer, then they need to contact Sue Mosier at Cass County Health System. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the recipients in terms of are there some criteria? Do you know a criteria? I mean, I don't think I'm eligible to sign up.
Well, I don't know that there is actually any criteria. It is actually just somebody that would contact Sue Mosier and want to be receiving the Meals on Wheels and then be able to pay for it. It's $3.25 for every meal that they get. And I do know that when the recipients, you know, or if they're going on a vacation or they know that they always go out to eat every Friday, so they don't want that meal, they can decide, you know, deliver that meal for me 3 days a week or 4 days a week, or please don't deliver it for 2 weeks next month.
Okay, so that also is flexible.
Yeah.
And what about if the person has some special health needs? Are those considered also?
Oh, absolutely. They can tailor the meals to be for diabetics or those with cardiac problems.
Okay. So, you know, Meals on Wheels has been around for quite a while. I think, what are we talking, 30 or more years, 40 years?
I think so. Sue was actually showing me some photo albums that have been put together that have collections of Meals on Wheels in Atlantic. And some of the earliest newspaper articles and pictures that we could find were back in the 1970s.
Okay. So that's really good. I mean, just think about all the people that have been served. On the other hand, sometimes we take for granted those opportunities, those services that have been around for so long. We maybe kind of forget about those. And, you know, it might be somebody who wants to continuously get Meals on Wheels, but it could be somebody who's been through rehab, who's been in the hospital, who knows. It could take them just for a month or so if they want to, correct?
Right,
yeah.
Right, absolutely. It could just be on a short-term basis, or it could be somebody who is going to get them for the rest of the time that they live at their
okay.
home.
Okay. Well, it's great you're volunteering, Crystal, and as I say, that's a reward in itself. And I know that when the weather gets bad, especially, they may need some new volunteers because some people don't like to get out there in the snow. So think about that. If you'd like to be a volunteer, give Sue Mosier a call and get your name on the list or get your questions answered. So back to what you're doing at Allen Place, let's remind folks again about the event that you're doing as a fundraiser.
Absolutely. It's going to be this coming Monday, November 16th at 5 p.m. at Allen Place, and we will be having a soup sandwich and dessert supper. It is all just free will donation, and again, every bit of the donations will be given to Meals on Wheels here in Atlantic that will continue to help them with their other expenses, such as the containers to transport the food, stamps, salaries, just the things to continue to keep this program going strong in Atlantic.
Good point there, Crystal. I hadn't thought about it's not just the food that's an expense. Those containers are insulated and in terms of the carriers, but also just the actual container to put the food in. Those have to be purchased also.
Absolutely. And when you're serving 80 households, the need for Sue Mosier being the coordinator between the volunteers and the households is definitely needed as well.
All right.
You can't imagine that going off as smoothly as it does every day if you didn't have somebody keeping track of it all.
You bet. Keeping track of all the needs. Thank you so much, Crystal Christensen of Allen Place, who is inviting you to Soup and Sandwich on Monday the 16th, 5 o'clock at Allen Place. And until next time, here is a thought from Lyndon Johnson. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose.